go ahead and pray. Father, we love you. We thank you tonight, Lord. And I just pray, God, that in the short time that we have, Lord, that you'd speak to us, God, that we would have an encounter with you, God. Father, I pray, Lord, that those that have come in, God, saying that they have needs, that they're going through trials and situations, and they came for a word, I pray that you'd provide that word for them, God. That you, Father, you'd meet that need right where they're at, God. And Father, after you meet that need and after you speak, God, then we will go to the streets and we'll speak for you, God, and answer the call that you've given us. Father, we love you and we thank you tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Give your neighbor a high five. Go ahead and have your seats. You might be saying like, wow, I've never given so many high fives in one service. We're up to seven. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and get started. If you have your Bibles, go ahead, grab them. If you prefer to look on your phone, that's all right too. Isaiah chapter 6. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. Give me a loud amen when you get there. Give me a smile anyways. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Got two smiles. Isaiah chapter 6, we're beginning reading in verse 1. The Bible reads, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of the voices, the doorpost and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. So we see here in the book of Isaiah, in the sixth chapter, we see the prophet Isaiah being called with a mission, giving his calling, when God puts a call upon a man or a woman's life. We see that here that there's a process that took place, right? There's a process. See, when God calls a man, then God has to put that man or woman through a process. And how many of you say, yeah, I know all about the process. Come on, somebody. I've been in a process. I'm still in a process. I am officially processing. He has to go through a process, right? So the first thing that we see here is the prophet Isaiah. The Bible says that he sees the Lord Almighty sitting on his throne, right? So what does that tell us? That he had an encounter with his master, right? He had an encounter. And before you can answer the call, before you could do what God has called you to do, before you could fulfill your purpose, you have to have an encounter with the Master. There has to be some time, some reference point, some milestone where you can say that without a doubt that I have had an encounter with my master. I've been touched by Jesus Christ. I remember 17 years ago, I was a meth addict, an atheist, a no good for nothing person, racist, all those things. But then one day, I had an encounter with the master. An encounter. See, we have to move past coming to church and to be having an encounter with the master. You saw our pastor was up here earlier doing a cartwheel and a backflip just to get you to raise your hands. Why? Maybe it's because you haven't had an encounter. Oh, because when you get a touch of God upon your life, you can't help but to lift your hands. You can't help to bust out a dance move. You can't help to be broken in the presence of the Lord. When you had an encounter with the Master, something happens. You're not the same. You're not the same person that you used to be, but something different happens inside of you. There's a change that takes place. I think about in Luke chapter 18, there was a blind man, and he heard, the Bible says that he heard about Jesus coming, and all he was blind, begging on the side of the road. And how many know that we were there at one time? We were just blind men and women, not knowing about the life-changing power of Jesus Christ, not knowing about the call of God, not knowing about God's plan for us, not knowing that there was anything more than a jail cell, not knowing that there was anything more than a needle or a crack pipe or a bottle or a man or a woman. We didn't know that there was anything more. Oh, but then we heard about the Master. And the Bible says that he screamed out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." When's the last time you screamed out to Jesus? When's the last time you said, "Please, Jesus, I don't want to be the same anymore. I don't want to be the same selfish, sinful person anymore. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Had an encounter. That man, that one day, Jesus came up to him and said, "What can I do for you?" Oh, did you remember that? That altar call. Maybe you were in the recovery home. Maybe it was a Holy Ghost Thursday. Maybe it was a Sunday morning. Maybe it was a God's Anointed Now Generation service. Maybe it was a concert. Maybe it was a park rally. Maybe it was a drama. Maybe it was an Easter service and you were there with your hands lifted and you said, "Jesus." And he said, "What can I do for you?" He said, "I just want to be free. I just want my family back. I don't want to be the same." That day, the Bible says that right then and there, Jesus gave him his sight and opened his eyes. He had an encounter with the Master. Listen, it doesn't matter how blind you were. Yeah, we all go through our stuff, and we've been there. We've made mistakes. We've come from a long way off. But listen, you don't have to stay there. You just have to have an encounter with the Master. Not an encounter with the chair in the church. Not an encounter you have to have an encounter with the Master. Say, "You know, this thing has to be real." I think about the woman caught in adultery, right? The Bible says that she was caught. She didn't give herself up. Come on, that remind you of some of you guys? You can't catch it. You got to catch me. I ain't turning myself in, right? My family used to beg me to turn myself in. Listen, they got your car, they got your license, you went on the run. After you gave them your wallet, they already knew where you were, right? I ain't turning myself in. They got to catch me. The Bible says that she was caught, right? She was caught in a very sinful act. And some of us, we were caught in very sinful acts. Very sinful acts, but one day she had an encounter with Jesus. Oh, but one day, even in the midst of the people accusing her, the midst of the people that had the right to judge her, that had the right to kill her, even in the midst of those people, she had an encounter with Jesus. Right? And then everything changed. Everything. It doesn't matter how far you think you are. Everything can change in a moment. One moment, everything can change. You look at Saul when he was on the road to Damascus. Right? You talk about a religious-fied person, right? I've gone to church all my life. I was just making a statement. But you see, I went to church all my life. Yeah, but how come you haven't changed? See, church doesn't change you. Having an encounter with the Master changes you. Right? We're going somewhere with this. Let's keep. Ooh, I'm running out of time. Okay. The Bible says that at the sound of their voices, the doorpost and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. And the keyboard player can go ahead and make your way up. So at the sound of their voices, the temple shook, and it was filled with smoke. To me, this shows us the power and the presence of God. Right? See, in order to fulfill your call, in order to change, you not only have to have an encounter with the Master, but you have to have an encounter with His power and with His presence. With His power and with His presence. Right? You say, well, I can't change. I've always been the same. Listen, you got to quit telling God what He can't do. You got to quit telling God what He's unable to do. And you got to begin to trust God for what He says He can do. Oh, I say God can do anything. He can turn a blind man and He can see. A dead man be alive. A lame man, he can walk. God can do anything. It doesn't matter how long you've been stuck. It doesn't matter how long you've been dry. How long you've been needing to talk. Listen, God can do anything. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is say, I need the power of God upon my life. I need His power. When I wake up in the morning, I need His power. When I'm at work, I need His power. When I'm with my family, I need His power. Now more than ever, I need the power of God in my life. It's about His power. Quit walking in your own strength. Walk in the power of God. Power of God. Listen, the reason Isaiah was able to fulfill his call is because he didn't walk in his own power. He walked in the power of God. He allowed God to do a process within his life. I'm going to kind of skip through a few things, but the Bible says that one of the angels took a coal and came down and touched his mouth because he said, I had unclean lips and I live amongst the unclean people. Listen, none of us came into this thing with it all together. But if we allow God to take a coal from heaven and to touch our lips, say, God, I don't want to be the same anymore. I want to be who You want me to be. I know I'm not perfect, God. I know I don't got it all together, but I need You to come down and purify me, God. Of all the things I've done in the past, all the experiences, all the mistakes, God, all the sin, come down and purify me. God, I need a touch from You. I need You to take Your hot coal from heaven and touch my lips, God. Because I know I can't do what You want me to do in the condition that I'm in. So God, come down once again and touch my lips, Lord. I want to fulfill my call. I want to make an impact in my city, in my family. I want to do what You've called me to do. But I can't do that without You. I hope tonight that you desire that purification from the Lord. Listen, don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about last week or last month or what you did or the mistakes that you've been making or the setbacks that you've been having or the sin that you've been... Listen, let's move forward today. Let's start today and say, today, brand new. Let's move on and do what God has called us to do. Come on, if God's willing to forgive all those people, if God is willing to forgive the woman that was caught in adultery, if God was willing to forgive Peter that denied him three times, if God was willing to forgive all of them, even on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If he's willing to forgive, then don't you think that you should let God forgive you? Come on, let it go. Let God forgive you tonight. Let God heal you tonight. And so that you can do what God has called you to do. The Bible says that it shook the power of God. Listen, the Bible says when the Holy Ghost, the Bible says when power comes upon you, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, Acts chapter 1, then you will be my witnesses. That you will be my witnesses. See, this is not about you. God wants to do a work in you so he can do a work through you. He said he wants to give you the power of the Holy Ghost so that you can become his witnesses. If you can all stand to your feet tonight. Listen, I know that many of you came in tonight and maybe you didn't know we were going evangelizing. You came in broken. You came in desiring more of God. You came in with stuff in your heart. You came in not knowing your place, not knowing how you were going to get past the issues that you've been going through. Listen, just accept God's forgiveness. Let God forgive you. Let him. He wants to so bad. He wants to forgive you for every sin, every mistake. And after he forgives you, he wants to pour out his power upon your life. If that's you here tonight, and you say, I need God's forgiveness. I need God to do a work in my life. I made some mistakes. Or maybe you came in tonight and say, you know what, I need the power of God upon my life. I'm shy, I don't know how to talk to people, but I need the power of God upon my life. That's you, I want you to step out of your seats tonight, real quickly. Just make your way.
I just wanna bless you.
worship you tonight, God. Father, we need you, Lord. Oh, Father, we need you, God. Oh, Father, we know, God, that we are a people, God, of unclean lips, God. Father, but we ask, God, that if you take a coal from heaven, God. Oh, Father, if you would take a coal from heaven and touch our lips, God. Oh, Father, that we would do a work for you, God. Oh, Father, we need you, God. Father, come and cleanse us, God, right now, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, come and cleanse us, God. Father, we don't want to be the same, God. Oh, Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, move in a special way tonight, God. Oh, in a special way, God. Oh, hallelujah. If you came to this altar and you say, I need to let God forgive me once and for all. I've been being pulled back by my past, been lied to by the enemy. I've been hanging on to things that I shouldn't be hanging on to. I've been making mistakes. But I need to move forward. I need to put the past in the past and let God take me to where He wants to take me. If that's you, I want to pray for you. A prayer of forgiveness. Of surrendering to Jesus once and for all. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I pray that you would allow me to put my past in the past. I pray that from this moment forward, that I would go forward in the call of God. I pray that you forgive me for every sin, every mistake in the name of Jesus. And I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that He died on the cross for me, and that He rose from the grave, and one day He's coming back for me. Today, I pray, come into my heart, set me free once and for all, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a big hand. Amen. Praise the Lord.